Vermont law allows parents to be fined and taken to court when a child doesn't go to school. Many say that's a counterproductive approach. But even at schools that take a more hands-on approach instead of going to court, truancy remains a difficult problem to solve. That was the message delivered to members of the state's Child Poverty Council this month, and VPR's Steve Zind has more.
Jay Diaz of the American Civil Liberties Union says Vermont is ahead of many states, but the law still favors a more punitive approach to truancy. Diaz told members of the Child Poverty Council that he was an education attorney before he joined the ACLU. He says he's represented truant students in court and seen the results firsthand.
Most of these cases just go on and on and on for a year, and then the school year ends and the case closes. The court does a lot of finger wagging, but that's typically all it does. We can do better than this.
There isn't much data available, but in 2013, 134 truancy cases were taken to court. That's an incomplete picture, though, because charges aren't filed in most cases. Diaz says even when the legal system isn't involved, school policies like suspending students from missing classes are counterproductive. Diaz says what's needed is a more personalized approach designed to fix whatever is causing the truancy. And he says there can be many causes: problems at home, difficulties at school, like bullying, lack of transportation, and homelessness. Diaz says by working collaboratively with social service agencies and other local organizations, schools can identify why a student isn't attending class and try to remedy that.
There have been a number of studies coming out about the effectiveness of collaborative community school-based programs to prevent the need for courts to be involved in truancy and get better outcomes, get kids attending school. That is the goal of this work.
Diaz says community-based efforts to reduce absenteeism, like a program in Lamoille County, are showing results. And it's not the only example. Tracy Watterson of the Agency of Education told the council that many schools are using approaches that encourage positive behavior, and they're building partnerships with local agencies that work directly with families. Watterson says the laws around truancy should reflect that approach.
We would like to suggest that we look for some restorative solutions to some of the statute around truancy, which tends to be more punitive. We're suggesting that perhaps we could look at, in lieu of having a parent and a family be fined, that we have them take a parenting course, or we help them with other kinds of resources or make connections to community partners that can help them.
But the complexity and the challenges of dealing with truancy came into stark focus through the testimony of two school principals who spoke to the council by phone. Andrew Pacciulli has been principal of the K-6 Academy School in Brattleboro for 33 years. Pacciulli says there's a link between absenteeism and poverty. 80% of the chronically absent students at his school qualify for free and reduced lunches. He said with elementary school-aged children, the problem usually lies with the parents.
It's most often a case where, unfortunately, we have an awful lot of parents who have so many needs that often they lack the ability to get themselves up in the morning and get a child ready for school.
Last year, Pacciulli's school hired a family social worker to develop relationships with families and work with them. He says that's been helpful, but it's still a struggle dealing with absenteeism. The problem is even more daunting in the Franklin County town of Richford. Beth O'Brien is principal of the town's junior-senior high school. She told the council a significant number of students were chronically absent last school year.
And I had 13% of our students that were absent more than 20 days.
O'Brien says in her 18 years as a principal, she hasn't seen any family taken to court over truancy, but the community-based approach is difficult. She says the school does all it can, but many social services are 45 minutes away in St. Albans.
We're meeting regularly with parents. I started an alternative program where kids have more say in what they're doing. We allowed online learning. We helped with transportation. In our case, we have become an arm of the social service agency because there's no services up here.
O'Brien says 26 students were absent more than 20 days last year, and despite all the efforts to get them back in class, it's an uphill battle.
I think we made a difference in 8 out of 26 cases last year. 6 out of 26 have dropped out already, and I expect 2 more to, because no matter what I'm doing, it doesn't seem to be making a difference.
Truancy is one of many issues the Vermont Child Poverty Council is looking at. In January, the council will make its recommendations to lawmakers, and it's unclear at this point whether changes to truancy laws will be one of them. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.